Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thanks, first of all, to all colleagues that have intervened and to their comments, which are, let's say, helping in forming and shaping future activities. I don't say where they will take place and not in totally what they will deal with. Just for your information, we would be happy to receive comments on this draft in writing, I think, by maybe the week after WP29, that we can further work on this. A quick reaction on the activities 13, where maybe the text was not, or the English of the author was not perfect enough. It is proposals that could support a potential amendment or other activity. It's not drafting the amendment. Of course, this is done in the proper group. But supporting documents could be, for example, this mapping of stakeholders or other elements, stocktaking, outcome of a stocktaking exercise. So this would be a basis providing maybe some evidence for the need of further potential amendments, and therefore it is if needed. So on the scope, whether this will include data protection of other road users, thank you for this very important topic. The group has not discussed in detail in this, but I think it is, as it is a very important element, it is worthwhile to have there an open discussion on this and what would be, let's say, the related needs and maybe potential activities that then could be proposed for GOVA or other groups under the WP29 family. Taxonomy of data, I think we will, there are, I think, in the different standards already huge amount of information on this available. With the stocktaking exercise, a screening of what is available, whether this is, let's say, somehow consistent or whether there are differences, would be maybe a worthwhile exercise. That's what I could mention from the spot here. When it comes to the format of the group, whether it's an informal working group, a task force, group of interested experts, I don't know how WP29 will, following some historical events, react on this, but I think it could also be some kind of format. Thank you.